Nguyen Bo would label me a traitor. Young Nguyen Bo would call me a lying fool, or worse. And I? I was generally a proponent of the latter view whenever I heard him preaching about his path to inner peace through obsessively continuous preparation for combat. His philosophy had appealed only to a very few of Bondo Trang's employees, all Nguyen Bo, all too young to have witnessed actual warfare. I understood that the path of the sword was not militaristic, but others had trouble grasping that fact. You want to maintain your image as an old stiff-neck who wouldn't be caught dead helping a subhuman Jengali fall and break her skull. It was too dark to tell, but I thought he smiled.
That's an extreme way of stating it, but it approximates the facts.
His Taglian, never poor, improved now that he had no other audience. Are you overlooking the fact that every bit of darkness out there might harbor a bat or a crow or rat, or even one of the Protector's shadows?
I have nothing to fear from those things. The Thousand Voices already knows everything I'm going to tell you.
But she might not want me to know, too. We walked in silence for a long time. Taglio seldom fails to amaze me. Doge cut across a wealthy section, where whole families fought up in estates surrounded by guarded walls. Their youths were out on Solara Road, which grew up ages ago to provide them with their diversions. Reason insisted that beggars ought to be plentiful where the wealth was concentrated, but that was not the case. The extremely poor were not allowed to offend the sight of the mighty with their presence. There, as everywhere, odors assailed the nostrils, but these scents were sandalwood, cloves, and perfumes. After that, Doge led me into the dark, crowded streets of a temple district. We stepped aside to let a band of goony acolytes pass. The boys were bullying the people living in the streets. I thought we might have trouble with them, too, which would have ended with them suffering a lot of pain, but a break on their misbehavior saved them from its consequences. That arrived in the form of 3 greys. The Shadar do not disdain the caste system entirely, but they do hold to the notion that the highest caste must include not just the priests and men qualified by birth to become priests, but also, certainly, any men of the Shadar faith. And that faith, which is an extremely heretical and goony-infected bastard offshoot of my own one true faith, contains a strong strain of charity toward the weak and the unfortunate. The Greys methodically applied their bamboo canes and invited the youths to take up any complaints with the Protector. The acolytes were smarter than they pretended. They got the hell out of there before the Greys used their whistles to invite all their friends to the caning. All part of night in the city. Doge and I drifted onward. Eventually he led me to a place called the Deer Park, which is an expanse of wilderness near the center of the city. It had been created by some despot of centuries past. I told Doge, I really don't need all this exercise. I wondered if he had some goofball plan to murder me and leave the body under the trees. But what would be the point? Doge was Doge. With him, you never knew.
I feel more comfortable here, he said. But I never stay long. There is a company of rangers charged with keeping squatters out. They consider anyone not Taglian and high caste a squatter. This is good. This log